Thursday, April 22nd. It's a reading from Divine Mercy in My Soul, the Diary of St. Faustina. And in her Notebook 1, Entry 359, before I read it, I just want to make a comment. I've had friends who have asked me, how can you believe in this Divine Mercy? Don't you have any doubts at all? And I've read St. Faustina's Diary, and I've read this passage a couple times, and that's why I want to share it again today. Even St. Faustina initially wasn't sure, and you'll hear what happened in this passage. January 10th, 1935, Thursday. In the evening, during benediction, such thoughts as these began to distress me. Is not perhaps all that I am saying about God's great mercy just a lie or an illusion? And I wanted to think about this for a while when I heard a strong and clear inner voice saying, this is a quote from Jesus, quote, everything that you say about my goodness is true. Language has no adequate expression to extol my goodness, unquote. These words were so filled with power and so clear that I could give my life in declaring they came from God. I can tell this by the profound peace that accompanied them at that time and that still remain with me. This peace gives me such great strength and power that all difficulties, adversities, sufferings, and death itself are as nothing. This light gave me a glimpse of the truth that all my efforts to bring souls to know the mercy of the Lord are very pleasing to God. And from this springs such great joy in my soul that I do not know whether it could be any greater in heaven. Oh, if souls would only be willing to listen, at least a little, to the voice of the conscience and the voice, that is, the inspirations of the Holy Spirit. I say at least a little, because once we open ourselves to the influence of the Holy Spirit, He Himself will fulfill what is lacking in us. Boy, is that powerful. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Merciful Lord Jesus, help me to express and articulate clearly your goodness. How can I speak of your greatest attribute of mercy without your grace? Fill me with that grace, Lord. Help me to be a light so I can give people a glimpse of the truth that your divine mercy is available for everyone. No sinner is too great to be accepted by your divine mercy. And we want this to be pleasing to you, Lord. Bring the Holy Spirit into us. Help us to tell people about your divine mercy. Help us to trust in it more. And help us to lead souls to Christ. Jesus, I trust in you. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.